邀请灵修丽姐妹来我们做见证。
请大家同心默祷。
Let's all pray in silence。
阿门。奉主耶稣圣名，在这里做见证。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I would like to testify。
感谢神，今天能够在这里跟大家一起见证我们家里的点点滴滴。
Thank the Lord for this opportunity to share the blessings in my family。
特别感谢神，我可以从 Montreal 十年，然后一路征战，一直来到这个多伦多这个神的殿。
First of all, I would thank God that guide my family in Montreal for 10 years, and now we have moved to Toronto to worship Him。
让我深深的体验到神要我们在一个有可以敬拜神的地方。
And through a life full of events, and I realize that it's really good to be in a place that we can truly worship Him.
首先是要见证我先生信主的经过。
First of all, I'd like to testify how my husband come to believe in the Lord.
我先生他是从小成长在一个拜偶像的家庭。
My husband grew up in the family that worshipped the idols.
他从小他的家庭非常特殊。
And his family is quite unique.
妈妈是一个非常凶悍的妈妈，爸爸是一个非常可以说非常是很仁慈，用很忠实的爸爸。
It's not ordinary because the father is quite a mellow guy, and the mother is very strict and hard.
然后妈妈可以跟邻居左右亲戚朋友全部断了线。非常不和谐。
Because a mom has such a strong personality, she doesn't have good relationship with the neighbors and all of the family members.
所以儿女呢，只剩下我先生自己和阿嬷在家。
So to a point that only my husband would like to spend time with her.
那所有的孩子是从小就给别人带大。
And all the other kids grew up in other relatives' family.
我的家庭，公公婆婆的家庭做生意。所以经常为了做生意的事情吵架，吵到都是我婆婆打我公公。
My in-laws, they had a business, but then because of business issues, they often have fights, and then my mother-in-law would hit my father-in-law.
然后我先生在家里就经常看到这种可怕的事情，都躲在桌子底下。
And my husband, when he was young, went through all this, and then he was very afraid. Often, he would hide underneath the desk.
所以他从小就是在一个非常不安全的一个心理下面这样长大。
So I would say that he grew up in a very insecure place.
所以他在家里是最听话的，然后读书也是最好的。
In his family, among his siblings, he's the most good kid, and then with them good grades in school.
爸爸妈妈就寄望他身上，所以他考试都考100分。那读高中又直升。
The parents have very high expectation of him, so he usually do very good in school, and then he got in good high school.
后来在学校只是为了一个球。丢了球不敢讲，然后在学校就开始惊恐，为了这个球怎么办？怎么玩同学
？But because of this, he was also afraid of the parents. There's one time when he lost a ball in school, and he was so afraid that he doesn't dare to go home.
那他开始生病的时候是被老师发现的。
And then when the teacher start to realize that he probably needs some help.
那我公公的家里做的生意是化学，整天都很忙，所以我先生生病了，他们并没有察觉。
So my husband's parents, their business involving biochem, and they are very busy in life, and they don't know that he's sick.
直到还有一天，他就在家里要上学之前，就整个人就倒在地上了，才送医院。
Until one day in the morning, he was supposed to go to school, but he fainted, and then they sent him to the hospital.
那在医院的各种状况，医生就断定他已经到了叫做精神分裂症。
And then the doctor, after looking at him, say that he has schizophrenia.
然后就把他留在医院。
And they kept him in hospital.
但是在医院的期间，他屡次的逃回来。
But then when he was hospitalized, there's many times that he escaped.
可以走30-40分钟车程的路，他可以走回来。
He walked like 30 minutes from the hospital to home and back home.
就是他很聪明，他可以偷着出来，因为那个都锁得很紧，他怎么出来，没有人知道。
That's why I say my husband is really smart because he's able to get out in a totally locked down hospital.
所以医院也就拒绝收他了。
To a point that the hospital refused to admit him.
然后之后, 一直在家里, 就是这样, 有时候上学, 有时候就回来。
And then that's how he grew up. Hey, he sometimes go to school, sometimes you have to stay home.
哦, 非常可怜, 都没有睡觉。
And then he can't really sleep.
徐尚老师来了到他的房间去看, 书架上全部是心理学的书。
So when the teacher come to visit him at home, on his bookshelves, four books on psychology.
事实上他已经生病很久，家里的人不知道。
He has been sick for a long time, but his family doesn't know.
然后就在这样子的情况下，他就晚上也没睡，白天也没睡。然后我们楼下的房客看他太可怜了，然后就带他去真耶稣教会。
And then he's losing so much sleep. He can't sleep at night, can't sleep at day. And then one of his neighbor is one of our members, like took him to church.
但是去了教会以后，家里又反对，所以又禁止他去。
But after he went to church, his family don't want him to go, and so he didn't go.
所以经过一年之后，他有一天他又不舒服，他就忽然走到走到教会门口，刚好在发传单，然后他就直接问我可不可以进去。
So until one day, he was just wandering on the street, so just so happened to walk to our church, and then one of our members is giving out a pamphlet, so he asked, can I go into the church?
然后那一晚，他认真的听道理，听到说信耶稣可以得到平安，得到圣灵呢，神会跟他同在。
And then at that night, he listened intently into the sermon, and the sermon talked about if you believe in the Lord, then you have peace.
那天回来，他并没有得到圣灵。
Although that night, he didn't receive the Holy Spirit.
但是他已经感受到平安，所以他就跪下来又祷告。
But he felt the peace inside him, so he knelt down and prayed.
当他跪下来祷告，他就得到圣灵。
The moment he knelt down to pray, he received the Holy Spirit.
哇，家里的人就很恐慌，哇，他怎么去教会回来，比还没有去更疯掉了。
So his parents panicked because he seems like he's even more crazy now after he go to church.
然后呢？ 他就继续在祷告，然后他知道教会有一个早晨的聚会。
So, but then he just continued to pray, and he knows there's a morning service.
感谢神，我先生就是这么坚持。他每天早上，他就是趁着大家都还没醒来，就去参加早晨聚会。早晨聚会都是老人，那他就去早晨聚会，每天就是这样子，很持续的。
And thank the Lord, my husband insists on going to church even though his parents refuse for him to go. He just wake up very early in the morning, attended all the morning services.
每天晚上，当时是每一天晚上都有聚会，他也是每天晚上去。
And at that time, not just the morning, they have evening services too, and he will also attend.
家里没有一个人要支持，如果传道者要来访问，被我婆婆赶出去，教会的年轻人来找他，人还没到就开始骂，骂到那些年轻人又跑走了。
And his mother was very against it, so when the preacher wanted to visit, they would cast him out, and then if the friends want to come and see him, and then they can't even enter the house because the mother would be yelling at them.
然后来灵会，我先生曾经邀请我婆婆去听。
And then during the spiritual convocation, my husband invited my mother-in-law to come to for the service.
那开始慢慢建立，跟很多执事娘都熟了。
And then because she came to know the deacon's wife and other members.
她慢慢的比较没有拒绝。
So slowly she started to accept the fact that his son is coming to church.
但很奇妙的，我先生从他得圣灵之后，他再也不会受到阻挡。他很勇敢的，就是一直去聚会，即使再骂再怎么样，他还是偷着就出去了。
It's quite wonderful that after he received the Holy Spirit, although with all these persecution, he's still able to come to church when he wants to.
那因为当时 我的公公婆婆很忙，也就把它放着晾在那里，好像也不知道怎么治疗，也都没有好好的给他看这个病。My
in-laws were still very busy at the time, so then they just let it go, and then just didn't really have any treatment for him.
但是我婆婆却有很多这样病友的同样的家属，就会经常打电话打听现在的孩子怎么样怎么样。
But my mother-in-law was in the support group for a lot of kids with this issue, so they would call her to see how is your kids doing.
但是我的先生就是这样，时好时坏，时好时坏，不是经常在发作，那是偶尔，就是受到刺激，或是家里的一些事情，他又发作。My
husband, he's on and off with this issue sometimes when the situation gets a bit bad, and then he will have this again.
那兄弟姐妹就是只有一句话，把他送到医院去，就关起来就好了。
And then his siblings said, then we just send him to a hospital and they'll lock him there.
所以他慕道了十几年，他慢慢懂了道理之后。 哦，他也慢慢的跟着很多的机会去做圣工，然后到了十几年后，教会的人才放心让帮他受洗。
And because of his family issues, he was truth seeking for more than a decade. He followed people around to do holy works, and it's after that 10 years or so, the church finally decided to baptize him.
因为受洗之后，如果没有再持守，他之后的状况会更厉害。
Because if you just baptize someone without knowing the full situation, it might get the situation even worse.
那后来在教会里面，我就经过一个执事娘跟我介绍，做媒。
And I was at the church at that time. There's a deacon's wife who matchmade my husband and I at that time.
那在这个我在做我之前，也有教会的姊妹做给他，但是都拒绝。
And before we were matchmade, there are other sisters introduced to him, but then he said no.
那后来我跟他订婚之后，我还不知道他的状况。因为以前的世代没有在来往，所以我都不晓得他的情形是怎么样。
And even after we were engaged, I don't know about his condition because back in the day we don't really share these kind of information.
但是当订婚之后，我就觉得好像不可以的。家里的人也是有的，些人就说不可以，要退婚。
So, but after we are engaged, some of my family member realize the situation that I don't think we can deal with this. Maybe we should call it off.
当时我的妈妈很有爱心，她说。你如果给他退婚，他保证他一定又发作又很严重，所以我们有主耶稣做依靠，还有妈妈会 为你祷告，可以帮助他救一个人，救一个家庭。
My mother was a very loving person, and then when she realized the situation, she told me that if you decided to say no, then he would definitely go into get an episode again, and I have faith, and then we'll pray together, we'll get it through, and we can save someone.
结婚之后。他的状况也是一样，时好时坏。
And after we got married, it's still his situation still come and goes.
那所有精神分裂症的状况，大概我们大概都可以理解。比如说，他会听到什么声音，他就什么行为出来，然后他会有怪异的脸，或者是他会觉得有很多人监视他。
Pretty much I know of all the conditions of people who have schizophrenia, for example, hearing voices and have actions related to that, or have weird reactions, or even have paranoia.
所以他也会有攻击的现象。
And sometimes he will be aggressive.
那我婆婆是吓到他都不敢跟他接近。
And my mother-in-law at that time was very afraid of him, that she didn't even want to be close to him.
所以当我结婚之后，我婆婆就好像她把这个东西就扔掉了。
And after we were married, as if my mother-in-law let relieve her burden, she doesn't even come in contact.
然后我婆婆觉得她是一个做生意的人，她很没有面子，所以她会经常从她口中就说，啊，最好就把。他如果生病的时候，最好就去大马路给那个以前都说牛车把他碾死好了。
My mother-in-law, because she has a business, she thinks this is a very is losing face. So then she thinks just my husband should just die.
所以我结了婚之后，我知道我婆婆的想法，然后我为了。我的先生不要再送到医院，我就开始为他进食祷告。
So after we got married, I know the his family issues, and then I don't want to send my husband to hospital again, so I start to fast and pray for him.
所以在整个过程里面，这样经过了八年。
And then it's been 8 years.
我的孩子已经最小的儿子是两岁。
As when my youngest son is 2 years old.
那在这个到我儿子两岁。其中有两次是很严重的状况。
And throughout the first 8 years of a marriage, there's 2 episodes that was very severe.
但是神大能的手就是会保守我们，
but
看顾我们。
But God's hand helped and protected us.
有一次我们到山上去，因为他睡不着觉，所以想说到山上空气比较好。
So there's this time we went on to a mountain because he feels like air on the mountain area is better. It's better for his sleep.
那这种分裂症常常会夹带给软弱，就给魔鬼做工，然后魔鬼就出声音告诉他说：“你就把他推到山崖去。”
But people with this kind of mental illness is often very easy for Satan to seduce them into doing things. So he hear a voice saying, "Just push him off the cliff."
但我在跟他在一起的时间，就是只有祷告，我就每个时刻都在祷告。
And then because of this, when I was with him, I'm praying almost every time.
那一次当他要推我的那一刻，我忽然转过身来，然后他也就忽然就醒过来，就告诉我说，魔鬼刚刚叫我 推你下去。
When he was about to push me off the cliff, I just turned and looked at him, and he, as if he suddenly awakes, and he told me, "There's a voice telling me to push you off the cliff."
那另外一次是，他做得很累，我们是做化学，所以有200公斤，就像一个油桶，那两百加仑的那个油桶，我的店员都不知道怎么样。把他从货车送到下面去，因为以前没有起重的哈。
And then there's this time when we were working in the warehouse. There's a 200-gallon chemical material, and then my employee doesn't know how to transport that from the car into the warehouse.
那一天要送三桶出去，他就跟着车出去，然后要放下去的那一刻，如果方法不对，就一定要到脚。
And sorry, it's from the warehouse into the truck, and then at that time they have to send three of these huge buckets out, and then if you made a mistake, and then you'll probably crush your leg.
他当时他都有吃一些药，所以他不能够拿重的东西，他过度劳累。那一天回来，那个是星期安息日的下午。
And that was the Sabbath afternoon, and he was taking some medication, and it makes him very tired. He can't really lift them heavy things.
然后他就倒下去，他就到楼上，我在楼下。当时我的公公婆婆也都去美国，那我就刚好我生产生老二，然后他去送货，我在楼下也还在看电影。
At that time my in-laws, they went to the States, and then he went out to deliver these goods, and I was downstairs and pregnant with my second daughter.
然后就在那个时候，我在楼下很久，怎么没有听到动静？所以我店门都没关，然后，老大在旁边睡觉，老二 baby 也在旁边睡觉，我就冲到楼上去，连那个钱柜什么都没收。感谢神，神给我一个感动，我需要上去。
I was looking over the store, and my husband just came home. He went upstairs, and then I realized I didn't hear anything happening up there, so I just left everything and just rushed upstairs.
然后到楼上才知道他已经站在窗户三楼的窗的这个边缘，因为我们家不做铁窗的，他就站在那上面，然后我慢慢的走过去把他牵下来。
And then when I get to the third floor, when I look, he was at the edge of the balcony, was about to fall down, and then I just quietly went to him and just get him down there.
感谢神让借着祷告他顺服，让我牵下来之后，他告诉我魔鬼叫他跳下去，他不会死。
And then when I was praying in my heart, I got him down the steps, and then he later told me that the Satan was telling him to just jump and then he won't die.
那一天魔鬼大做工，那天晚上魔鬼就让他看到我就是魔鬼，所以就把我推出去，叫我不要在里面。
And then at that night, the Satan made him saw me as the devil, and then he pushed me out.
那我就带着孩子在外面一直祷告。是在我房间外面还有一个走廊祷告。
So he pushed me out of a room, and I with two of my kids, and we were praying in the hallway.
那后来我又打电话给教会的一个前伯伯，看会堂的伯伯，他也过来啊，还有刚好是有一位传道也没有回去，他也过来。
So I called the church, and then so the person who was taking care of the church, as well as the preacher who was still at the church, they came over.
然后他就来为他祷告，后来又发现说，哇，你们都还一直跟着放偶像的地方睡觉。
And then we were praying for him, and then later on the preacher realized that in the room there are still idols, and we just sleep in that room.
他说，难怪魔鬼没有办法离开你们。
And so he told us that's why we cannot cast out a demon.
那从那一天开始，我就开始为这件事情祷告。
I pray for this matter.
祷告要等待
and then tell myself I have to wait patiently.
神用很奇妙的方法
and Lord uses miraculous ways.
就让我们那一排化学饮料行，过去有七间一直烧过来。
And then God had this fire that just went through seven houses beside us.
然后烧到我们这间刚好停下来。
And then the fire stopped.When it gets to our warehouse.
所以我们的化学药品所有东西都没有爆炸。
And then we didn't lose anything, and the chemicals, it was safe.
当时我非常感谢神。
At that time, I was very thankful to the Lord.
因为旧的地方已经没有办法进去住了。
And because of the condition, we can no longer live in this house.
自然而然, 我就到对面, 我们也有一个房子。
So I moved to across the street, which we also own a house.
从那天我们就离开这个偶像。
And from that day on, we no longer sleep with the idols.
然后一直到我老三两岁的时候,
And until when my third my son is 2 years old.
我就花很多时间祷告。
Every day I spend a lot of time to pray.
孩子都长大了, 怎么可以再让他看到爸爸这样子, 没有一个爸爸, 这样子的。
I said to Jesus that our kids are growing up and they need a father. Their father need to get well.
那个时候, 我的小孩, 只要看到爸爸这样, 就会跪下来祷告。
And my children at that time, when they see their father having an episode, they would just kneel down and pray.
我的小儿子, 我抱着他也是趴在这里, 哈利路亚, 哈利路亚, 哈利路亚。
And my son was only 2 years old when I was holding him. He would also say hallelujah when I on my shoulder.
然后我的孩子曾经看到他爸爸每一次都吃一个药可以睡觉，然后他以为是糖果。我的老二也曾经自己拿了一个糖果吃了，哇，整个人就晕倒了。And
then because my husband have to take pills to go to sleep, so when my son and my second daughter saw that, they thought it's candy. So and then she took one and then she fainted.
那在这个火灾之前是又发生一件事情。And
then before this fire, there's another thing that happened.
我的先生也不想在那里做一直做化学的生意。
My husband don't really want to help out with this family business.
因为他鼻窦炎开刀，瘦了十几公斤，大量出血。
And at that time he had an operation, and then he lost a lot of his weight and then a lot of blood.
那从那一天开始就在祷告神，让我们可以离开这个化学的地方。
And then he prayed to God that we can leave this place full of chemicals.
那这个前前后后就是神在带领，就是在一次解决了很多事情。
And then now I look back, I realize it's God guiding us, and then he solved a lot of problems at once.
好，我们也可以好好的守安息日。
And then we can now keep the Sabbath day.
因为开个店，我们只能守半天。
Because if we stay in the store, then we can only keep half the Sabbath day.
后来我们就是在我们的二楼，只是做。 做批发的, 就不再做门市的。
And then after that, we now only work in the wholesale part. We no longer do the retail.
然后也因为这样子, 因为不想要化学, 就一个大卷风把它卷成我的进口橄榄油了。
And then after it just so happened that God helped us, we changed our business into importing olive oil.
这一切一切的都有神美好的安排。
And many things happen, and I can see that God's guiding my family.
那在这个当中呢, 我结婚之后就去体验到，我是从一个信仰 本来很坚定的一个过程里面，开始接受一个很大的考验。
And then after I get married, I realize my faith is being challenged because that situation is very difficult.
但是我要非常感谢我的父母亲。
But I have to thank my parents.
我的妈妈有11个孩子。
My mother has 11 children.
有10个女儿。
10 of them are daughters.
然后爸爸是医生, 妈妈是护士。
And my dad is a doctor, my mom is a nurse.
当我们小的时候, 爸爸在另外一个地方门诊。
And when I was young, and my father would have his own clinic.
但是妈妈一定把我们带到教会, 坐在旁边, 不能打瞌睡。
And then on Saturdays, when my dad's working, and my mother would bring all of us to church, and then we cannot fall asleep.
以前台湾的教会是每一天晚上聚会。
Back in the day in Taiwan, every evening there would be a service.
白天一定写完功课, 晚上一定去教会。
So we have to finish all the homework in daytime and go to church in the evening.
这个过程非常重要, 对我的影响。
And I realized this is very important to my faith when I grow up.
并不是妈妈一直在带我, 一直到了12岁左右, 我的妈妈就开始专心的, 也去帮忙我的爸爸。
And then my mother has brought me to church until when I was about 12 years old, and then after that, she went to help my father.
那我的妈妈白天要在学校当护士, 晚上又要去接生。
So in my mother, during daytime, she's a nurse, and then at night, she needs to help my father with his clinic.
但是爸爸妈妈每一次晚上一定跟我们讲话, 爸爸会见证他看病人的经过。 假如他没有办法治好的，就像肺痨病啊，还有一些被牛撞伤的啦，各种很严重的病，他就是靠祷告，还有带他来信主得医治。
But then even though my parents were very busy with the hospital, they would still share their stories with us at night, every night, like some of the things that my father cannot treat, and he would try to preach to them, bring them to church.
然后妈妈呢, 为人家接生有导致胎盘会危险的, 她就为她祷告, 然后就很顺利。 所以很多人要我妈妈接生。
And my mother was also a midwife, and when she was helping these women, when they have difficulties, and then she would pray for them. And then that's why a lot of people come to my mom.
在我成长的过程，后来是自己学会祷告，因为妈妈怎么教我们祷告，妈妈并没有告诉我们你要怎么样怎么样，她是以身作则给我们看。
And when I grow up, I learned from my mother that I should pray, and then how I should pray.
但是每一次的灵会，学生灵会到远道去， 她一定要我们去。
And then she will get all of us to go to all the spiritual convocations.
那这个信仰的历程在我结婚开始接受挑战。
But then my faith has been challenged after I get married.
那在这个中间， 我每天还要做很多的家事。
And then every day I'm buried with them chores.
因为我的婆婆认为她娶了个媳妇， 她可以， 可以洗衣服煮饭， 样样都还做生意。
And then my mother-in-law think that now she has a daughter-in-law, the daughter-in-law can do all the houseworks and in the house as well as helping out with the business.
把家里原来的工人用想尽办法挑剔， 然后就让他们走人。
And then she pretty much laid off all the employees we used to have.
那当时的我， 因为我看到我婆婆家里的孩子是这么的分开来， 都没有感情， 然后孩子都不是自己带， 所以也没有办法， 互相彼此相爱。
And at that time, because all this, my husband's siblings, they all grew up apart, so they don't really have much love for each other.
哦，他们的想法，你好好做生意，把孩子送出去给别人带。
And then my in-laws have the mentality that you just earn money and then send the kids out, and someone else can raise them.
但是我的孩子，我就坚持我要自己带。
But then I insist to my mother-in-law that I will raise my own children.
所以在我生第一个孩子的时候，我就是福不双至， 然后祸不会担心。
There's a Chinese saying that mixed fortune don't come alone, and then the good luck don't come in pair. And then that's when I had my first daughter.
我的大女儿生出来是兔唇。
My daughter was born with a cleft lip.
因为我整天暴露在一个几千种化学原料的当中， 然后我也要做，也要摸到这些化学药品。
And that is probably because I am in contact with all these different kinds of chemicals on a daily basis.
所以我孩子的兔唇是100个例子里面最严重的一个。
The doctor had told me that the conditions of my daughter is probably the most severe out of 100 of the cases that he has seen.
他是从嘴唇裂到喉咙的腭。
And then the clip is all the way from the lip to the end, to the down the throat.
所以他从小到大开了11次刀。
So she had 11 operations.
但在前面的10次神看顾到， 给他也没发烧， 也没副作用， 然后每个过程都非常顺利。
The first 10 of the operations, God has guided us, and it has been very smooth.
然后在最后一次要离开台湾的时候， 他的医生问他， 我要不要再继续帮你做得更漂亮。
And the last time before we left Taiwan, the doctor asked her, do you want one more time and I can make it look even better?
因为他总是有一些疤痕。
Because you will have some scar tissues.
但是我的女儿说， 没关系， 我就是要这样子， 这样子就好了， 她已经觉得很好了。
And my daughter said that it's okay, and she's okay with how she looks.
然后一直到了， 加拿大过了10年。
And then we moved to Canada for, been 10 years.
她结束了她的课程。
And she finished all her studies.
然后她的最后一年， 她读的是一个， 她最先选的是她的语言学， 再来她就选一个特殊教育。
And then she majors in anthropology as well as linguistics.
后来被一个特殊教育的老师发现， 她的喉咙发音一定有问题， 她的发育还是在发展里面还没有完全闭合。
So in linguistics and special education, so one of her special education teacher realized that there's still some issues with her down the throat, and that's why she cannot pronounce words effectively.
然后她需要再做一个开刀。
And then she suggests that she needs to go through one more operation.
她说她就像一个气球， 破一个洞，所以他讲话还没讲完，下一句接不下去。
So she described it just like a balloon with a crack, and then the air just comes out when you talk, and then when you finish one sentence, you cannot go on to the second sentence.
然后他这个过程就让他人际很不好，然后他的也没有什么同侪，他非常孤单。
And because I'm going through this operation, she is having difficulty during the recovery stage. She's having difficulty finding friends in school.
他十年后才会跟我 complain， 为什么把他生成这样子
？And she was very lonely. And then after 10 years, she finally complained to me that why did you give birth to me like this？
我那一天开始，我就一直祷告，求主耶稣把他所有没有的全部给他。
So at that time, I started praying to God to give her everything that she doesn't have.
那十年后，他真的回去原来的医院给原来医生看。
And then it's after 10 years, she went back to the original hospital that gave her all the operations.
她的医生是一个美国人，是一个罗大夫，很有名的医生。以前都跟她用台语讲话，这一次回去，她就说她做完例行检查，说你等一下，我要跟你讲话。然后那个时候已经是5:40，那罗大夫就开始全部用英文跟她讲话。
And then...The physician is actually from the States, and back in the time they usually converse in Taiwanese. And this time, when she goes back, the doctor is actually speaking to her in English.
5分钟后，他叫所有的团队不能走，马上帮他做所有的检查，然后决定马上开刀。
And then after 5 minutes of conversing, he told everyone in the hospital to stay and then perform an emergency surgery.
因为他这个开刀需要拿这个这个排骨，这肋骨这边用他自己的骨来补。
Because this operation is pretty major, he needs to took out part of her rib to fix her jawbone.
29岁之后，他就骨骼就钙化，所以他不能再做。
Because and then after when you hit 29, your bone will start to age, and then you can no longer have this operation.
然后医生也要赶在天气比较凉的时候帮他开刀。
And then the doctor wanted to have it as soon as possible.
一个礼拜之后，我们两个人就直接进医院。
And after a week, and we went to the hospital.
进医院刚开始说的只是做下面这个里面的这个腭把它缝合。
And at the beginning, they just want to fuse the jaw.
但是事情发生，找不到他的病历。
But then because it's so sudden, they cannot find her medical records.
找了两天。
Took them 2 days.
因为他已经开刀太久了，病历不知道收到哪里去了。
Because it's been too long, they can't find her past medical records.
然后医生就一早8点是第一刀，就打了麻醉了，然后开始里面我看那个毛玻璃里面人跑来跑去，我就很紧张，我就按了铃进去的时候，发生什么事？
And then when they start to have this operation, I was out waiting outside through the mirror, through the glass, and I look in, and then they seem to be running around and panically, and then so I was very worried, so I asked what happened.
因为那个麻醉打了那么多，会出问题，所以医生就马上大喊说，不管了，这个病人是我以前的病人，我清楚，马上开呀，就开始。整个人大家都又冲进去了。
And it's because when they put her under, they cannot find the records. But then the doctor said, I was a person operating all these operations for her, so it's okay. I will just do it.
我那天在外面等了8小时。
And that day I was waiting outside for 8 hours.
看到所有周边的人都一个一个离开。
And I see all the other patients and family members, they left one by one.
但是在我等待的时间。我大大的感谢神。
But when I was waiting, I thank the Lord.
我看到跟我女儿同年龄的孩子多可怜啊，有的都是没有办法再做好，有的改的这个脸都不像脸，有的是非常非常害羞，整个脸都是这样一直靠墙壁。
I've seen other patients with a similar conditions with my daughter, and then they seem to be ashamed of them, and some of them has even worse conditions.
但是我的女儿是。第一次就做找对医生，然后到最后一次，所以过程都非常顺利，花费也很低。就在我旁边的几乎找过很多医生，都花了几百万的台币。
And then I thank God that for the first time my daughter has operation, she has the right position as compared to some other families when they spend millions but then end up not working.
但是从这一次 我大大的感谢神，过去每一次我还觉得很自然很平常。
And that's why this time I especially thank the Lord, because back in the time I think this is very, very, very normal.
那这一次开刀出来八点的时候，我到恢复室去看他的时候，我大声地喊哈利路亚。
That's why when she was finally out of the operation room and in recovery, when I go visit her, I shout hallelujah.
因为我看到她的脸变得好漂亮，都还没肿起来，怎么医生整个脸全部给她做了都很完整，线都不见了，然后这个嘴唇也没有上下了，然后鼻子好尖。
And I saw my daughter's face was so beautiful that there is no crack in the lip, that the nose is just good looking, everything looks so fine.
因为在开刀前她的鼻子是、哦、有一点弯曲，然后又塌下去。
And because before this operation, her nose is a little bit crooked and then not as nice looking.
当时我女儿很胖，所以医生就出来跟我讲说，本来是要做一刀的。
And a lot of time, my daughter was a little overweight, so when the doctor came out, he told me that I was thinking about just having one operation.
然后大家都很认识她，所以那些医疗团队就自己说，那我们把她做四刀。
And then just have, they were originally just want to do one area, but then because this whole team knows about her, and then they will say, no, let's just fix them all four areas.
啊，既然这里已经开了一刀，所以又把这边的肋骨再拿出来，再用她的鼻梁。
Since they already opened her rib cage and took out a piece of her bone, maybe they just decided to take out another piece to fix her nose.
然后把她的那个里面的腭再缝合，然后在她的上唇、下唇又缝合，然后又做了一些镭射，把她原来的疤痕都弄不见了。
And then they fused her lower jaw and then upright her nose and then also did some laser to get rid of the scar.
在一个没有病例之下做这样刀是非常危险，因为医生说到时候要出血怎么办。
It is very dangerous to operate such kind of operation without the medical records.
那神的保守，神的看顾，他这样从头到尾缝了几百针，所以他有半年的时间全部在做棉棒加上冰在冰箱的消毒，自己去沾他的有血，马上要擦两个小时一次，所以他有半年的时间，几乎都是睡几个小时就要起来清理。
Because this is a major operation on her face, and then it took her 6 months to recover, and then every 2 hours she'll need to have the cotton swabs to get rid of all the blood.
也是因为这么一次，他非常感谢爸爸妈妈的照顾，他才理解说过去的事是我们照顾他的。
And then because of this operation, my daughter learned that the love of the parents and how we took care of her all these years.
所以现在的我的女儿的脸，上了飞机还要拿一张哦，拿一张证明，她脸完全不一样了。
And then because of this operation, now when she board a flight, she actually need to have a document proving that it's actually her because she looked totally different.
那 NYTS 的同学都不认得她。
And her friends from NYTS, they can't recognize her.
神真的听了我的垂听，我们的祷告，他怜悯我们，真的给我的我女儿所有都给来回来了，讲话非常清楚。她再也没有什么人家看得出她是兔唇或是恶劣那么严重的小孩。
And God has listened to my prayer and gave her everything that she doesn't have. And now she looks fine, she speaks fine. Nobody can tell that she once had a cleft lip and cleft chin.
但我这个女儿感谢神，从小每次的开刀，还有她在这个成长过程，我一直带领她祷告。她到小学大概三年级就很会祷告。
And thank the Lord, the Lord guided my daughter, and then I teach her how to pray. And then when she was grade 3, she knows how to pray.
哦、但是她个性非常强。
But she's a strong-willed person.
她没有办法让我说她的事情。
She doesn't really listen to me much.
她经历很多的苦，但是很多的苦还是主耶稣亲自教她。
And then, but then she went through so much difficulty, and God had taught her himself.
啊、我就放手让神去管她。
So I let her go, and then let God to teach her himself.
他的坚持往往就神用一个方法，比如他拿一个抗力碗，然后就跟我甩脾气，然后就跌倒，那个抗力碗就刺到他手上。
And there's this times when she was holding something, and I tell her to put it down, and she doesn't listen to me. But then God taught her himself by making her fall, and then it went into her hand, and she just let it go.
让放在手上呢，她就拿不掉啊。那给医生看，医生怎么看也看不到，因为看那个网是透明的，又白的。 没事去找，找不到。
And then it shattered, and some pieces went in her hand, and then we can't find it. Went to the hospital, the doctor tried to find it, but because it's clear, it's very hard to see.
这个东西跟她两年，那我常常提醒她，你一定要顺服啊，你不要常常为了很多事情有你自己的想法。
And that shark stayed with her for 2 years, and I told her, this is God reminding you that you shouldn't be that stubborn.
她一直祷告，后来这个东西有一天就出现了。
And then she kept on praying about it, and then one day this thing came out.
哦，神很爱她，那她也很会祷告。And
then that I know that God loves her, and she knows how to pray.
那在我生老二的时候，神很安慰我，在我怀孕才刚3个月的时候，就让我做梦说我的老二生出来是什么样子，脸是什么样子，然后白白胖胖。
And God really loved me when I was pregnant with my second daughter. I had this dream, and then God showed me how she looks like, and she looks so pretty, just fine.
然后台湾的社会就是重男轻女，我老二生出来，我婆婆都不看她，又是女的。
And back in the time in Taiwan society, people emphasize on having boys. So when I give birth to a second daughter, my mother-in-law don't even want to look at her.
我的二女儿是很可爱，从小就是很甜。But
my second daughter was a very kind and sweet girl.
那我的先生呢？那时候很怕小孩子吵，他就自己跑去结扎。他说不要孩子了。And
my husband and he's afraid of noise. So then that time he just have a dissectomy. Sterilization and then. Because he doesn't want to have any more kids.
但是后来神又赏赐了我儿子。But
then somehow God gave me a son.
要生这个儿子的时候，我又做梦，我生的是儿子。So
when I was pregnant with my son, I had a dream. God showed me that it is a son.
所以我生老三的时候一点烦恼也没有，所以我的老三非常开朗又幽默。So
when I was pregnant with my son, I was very happy, and that's why my son has ended up being a very happy person.
好，那再回头再讲到。 我来Montreal 我们在一家在台湾可以说在一个很艰难的环境长大家里虽然看起来经济非常好但是我们的待遇是跟家里的人完全不一样因为我的婆婆说你们信耶稣什么都可以不要
Back from coming to Montreal, back from moving to Montreal, while life in Taiwan is very difficult. Although other people think that we are a very wealthy family, however, my mother-in-law didn't treat me that way. She said that you're Christian, you don't need anything.
然后我在这个店里面每天要做，从早上到8点到下午5点。然后我的先生当时生病，所以很多事情是我在做。
And then at that time, I work in the family store from 8 to 5, and because my husband is sick, I'm working in two-man's work.
然后还要洗衣服，还要煮饭。
And also, I still have to do housework, I have to cook, and then do laundry.
有3桌的工人要吃。And
then I have to feed 3 decks full of people.
我先生的薪水是5000，我3000。
And then our salary, my husband is 5,000, I'm 3,000.
那一直经过了到我小孩3岁的时候，我心里想，我就是不要计较。 我要顺服，因为我要争取的是我能够去聚会，我不会受到阻挡。
And then when my first child was still young, I told myself I have to be submit to this because all I wanted is going to church.
然后最后呢，一直到我公公他们全部去美国了，是我的小孩已经是7岁的时候。
When my in-laws moved to States, and my kid is 7 years old.
我们才开始有一个自己的经济。We
start to have actually our own family.
所以我的孩子就是读普通的学校，不能读私立的。家里的人都读私立，但是我的孩子就读公立的。At
the time, before then, we have no money, so all my kids have to go to public school, while everyone else in the family goes to private school.
那感谢神，我的带孩子就是。 每天，店门关了就带孩子去聚会。
But thank the Lord, I every time we close the store, I just bring my kids to church.
孩子有学任何东西不跟这个聚会的时间冲突。
And any other extracurricular studies they have, it won't be in conflict with the church service.
那个时候每天的晚上聚会是一个很大的喜乐。
And then we find going to evening service is a great joy.
坐在会堂的时候，什么烦恼都没有了。
When we sit in the chapel, we feel like all our burden is gone.
最奇妙的是。 我在这个家庭有很多的亲戚朋友说你怎么受得了你婆婆整天大声骂啊骂的该骂不骂全部都骂
What's most interesting is that a lot of my own family members ask me how I can stand all these trouble coming from my mother-in-law
但是很感谢神我那个时候对我婆婆骂的话是右耳听去左耳就出去了
And I told her and thank the Lord whatever she said it comes out through one ear and goes out the other
我都不大放在心上
I don't really pay attention to that
那我婆婆看到我公公对我好 她就叫我公公不要跟我讲话
And my mother-in-law see my father-in-law was nice to me she told him not to talk to me
然后她就在浴室滑倒了 脚断掉
And then he fell in the washroom and
不能走路给她背下来去看医生 然后回来天天还要帮她洗澡
And then because he broke a leg I have to bring him to the hospital And when he's back, he can't really take shower, so I have to shower.
因为家里的儿女没有人要理他, 都不住在家里。
At that time, I think it's a mother-in-law that fell and broke a leg. And at that time, nobody wanted to talk to her.
右脚好了, 等一下他又一样的对待我, 左脚又断了, 同一个地方。
She broke the right leg first, and because after she recovered, she treated me the same way again. She broke her left this time.
那我这个婆婆的个性就是这样子, 反复反复。 但是有一个太奇妙的恩典。And
then that's how what's with my mother-in-law. Her temperament just comes and goes.
神却拣选了她。But
thank the Lord, this is very miraculous. God has chosen her.
那我在讲到我们在这个艰难的环境，神就把我们带到孟去哦，移民好像解放了一样。我们所有过去的羞耻、过去的困苦，就好像一个这样整个都滚出去都不见了。
When God led us out to Montreal, we immigrated here as if we've been delivered from all this misery.
我记得我的孩子啊，背着那些行李，然后再走那个进海关的时候，说我们要进迦南地了。
I still remember that when my kids carry all the luggages through the custom, and they told me we are entering the land of Canaan.
但是进了迦南地，还有七族要打。
But then they didn't know after you enter the land of Canaan, you still need to fight the natives living there.
第二年的时候，我先生的病回来了。
The second year, my husband is getting ill again.
他的病回来了，我们真的惊慌失措。
And then we panicked.
因为我先生要来的时候，检查的时候也没有，那个时候他好好的啊，所以也没有说他有什么精神疾病，所以他说去看医生，哈哈。 移民局一定说我们骗了他，会帮我们赶出去。And
when we applied for immigration, at that time he was fine, so then we didn't indicate it on the paper. But now, if we went to the hospital, we probably won't be able to become a citizen.
然后之后就从台湾寄药来。So
we have someone mail us the medication from Taiwan.
但他的医生后来死了。But
then after a while, the doctor passed away.
那个药都是特殊的药，没有医生是不能开的。
And those are prescription drugs, so you can't really obtain it without a doctor.
在那个过程，从移民来，我们每一天在家里就是晚上坐下来读经、祷告、唱诗，每天一定这样做。So
so our life in Montreal every day, after we get from home from school, we have to kneel down, read the Bible, pray, and that's it.
那孩子就很多疑问啊，爸爸为什么又这样子啊？
My kids was wondering how come my father is sick again.
事实上一定有问题的。
And I know there is an issue.
出来之后, 主要让我们去学习他的典章律律。
And after we immigrated, I know the Lord wants us to learn his words.
我先生在他生病完之后, 在台湾生病完之后, 他在我小孩子8岁之后, 他10岁的时候就去参加, 社会班的神学训练班。
So my husband, after he believed, he went to NATS.
参加了四年。
He attended all 4 years of NATS.
应该懂得道理啦。
And then he should know about the truth.
但是并没有懂。
But he actually didn't.
懂了没有做出来。
Or maybe he did, but he just didn't act it.
因为最大的一件事情就是人跟人之间的问题有罪了。
Because the issue is that how he interacts with other people, that he has sinned.
他并没有赦免他的妈妈。
That he never forgave her own mother.
因为他妈妈给他很多伤害。
Because his mother was
bringing
him a lot of pain and don't love him.
所以他总是心里就很痛苦。
And that's why there's a lot of pain and suffering in his heart.
但是在我心里是打从一开始就决定我不可以跟他顶嘴，他说什么都顺他，因为将来要带他信主。
And that's different from what I think, because what I think is that I won't talk back to her because I am determined to bring her to the Lord.
然后一方面又开始想，到底家里什么事情不对了？因为以前他信主之后，他有一些什么有龙的龙吟啊，有什么东西啊？那个教会的长老说那个不好，你要去给他拿掉、卖掉，或者就是不要保留。
And not just that, I started to think, is there anything else that we have offended God? Because back in the time, we used to have the things with dragon imprinted on it, and it's not good.
后来我很勇敢的就去跟医生讲说他的病，结果医生也很好，又给他开了药给他。
And then after a while, we finally went to the doctor and then tell him of the situation, and they prescribed drugs for him.
他以前吃的药是在台湾生病的时候，医生的药是一天要五包。
I'm back in Taiwan, and he needs to have 5 doses a day.
那个药都要自费，所以很贵。后来他就一直减，后来只有减到剩下晚上才吃一包。
And that drug is very expensive, and then we actually have to pay it ourselves. It's not covered, and so we try to decrease the dose. Now we have once a day.
我去见他医生的时候，医生说你吃这个是等于没有吃啊。
So when we were doing that, and the doctor told us this is not working because it's as if you didn't take any.
但是他告诉我，他头脑里面有一种元素不在，你一定要去持续让他吃，不能断。
But he told me that I think the issue is that he's lacking one nutrient in his brain, so then you just he needs to take more of these.
他就是像高血压，就像糖尿病，或者像其他有心脏病的人，需要有一个东西来维持。
And just like similarly with people with high blood pressure or heart conditions, that there's something that he needs to have.
但是我的先生想，他已经很好了，他要完全靠主，为什么还要吃药？没有信心啊。
So my husband thought that he had faith in the Lord. How come he still need to take these medication?
所以我们就是在这个生活里面有很多不一样的，一直折腾，但是有神的美意。在这个时候就很多的祷告，很多的读经，然后神就让我们知道，哦，还有我们要没有做好的，神要我们更圣洁，开始从我家什么东西是不对的要赶快不要了，因为搬家的时候什么都搬来了。
And then because of all these conflicts and troubles, problems, we start to cleanse ourselves and then self-reflect on what we are not doing well. We start to clean the house because when we come here, we pack everything and came here.
特别是因为我在台湾，我们的房子就给一个教会的信徒，他没地方住，然后就给他住了。他是卖古董的，就没有钱的时候就拿来跟我先生换钱，然后所以我们就有很多的莫名其妙不知道是什么东西的。
And then when we moved here, and we let one of a member who is dealing antiques to live in our house, and then when he doesn't have money to pay rent, he would give us some of his antique, and we have no idea what those things are. We just kept it.
但是我们的祷告神垂听啊。
But when we pray to the Lord and to let us know what we
want, 他每次躺在床上都是头痛啊。
So when my husband is sleeping on the bed, he often have headache.
在他床上旁边有一尊所谓的释迦牟尼出山的一个铜雕。
And it's actually because there's a bronze statue of the Buddha when he came out from the mountain.
她是一个小女孩啊，出家之前的一个小女孩。
Oh, it before he becomes a monk.And it's actually a little girl looking.
有一天我先生去买了一份报纸回来，结果报纸上面居然有这一个东西啊。
And then one day my husband went to get a newspaper and then we see on the newspaper the same image.
原来这个作家是在帮日本皇室做这个所有的他们铜像的，这个人过世了， 叫黄土水，很有名。然后他说他有三尊释迦出山的，一个是在博物馆，然后一个是他保留，还有一个哇在我们家。
So, we've read from the newspaper that this is a very famous artist, and he has three of these. It's a series of arts or work, and they're all very famous. And one in a museum, one in what's kept by the royal family, and one is in our house.
然后那一尊是十台币六百万。
And that thing was $6 million.
哇，那一天晚上我就打电话到台湾说呢，啊，找看哪一个博物馆要收啊，怎么样？那后来想到后来说不行，到后来还是有人去拜他。
So, in the morning, I called the museum in Taiwan to see if anyone wants the statue. But then it came to me that this probably is not the right thing to do because people worship it.
然后我和他二话不说抱着，然后就开车出去，然后就去那个我们那个博尔萨旁边，还有一个拉普尔希有一个壶，拿到那里就把它丢到湖中去了。
So my husband and I we decided to drive it to a lake and just dump it in the lake.
感谢神，我先这个东西不见了，头不痛了。
And thank Lord, thank God. After this, after we did, get rid of the idol, he no longer has headaches.
神是祭血的神，就开始找他以前常常出去旅游，是不是有跟庙宇、跟日本的什么什么庙宇，或是泰国的什么庙宇的相片，全部拿出来剪掉，丢掉。
And we know that God is a God that hates evil, so we start go through all the things and.Looking at photos that when he visited temple to see if there's any of them, we have to get rid of those.
那还有一样东西，刚好我的姐姐来拜访我们，也是刚好就是在那个时候。哎，我的姐夫看到有一个东西不太对，它是一个那个是一个是中南美洲的，啊，绣的很漂亮的东西。我的姐夫就看到，他就说：“哎，这个跟我们三地的那个文化那个祭祀用的是一样的。”哇，怎么又有这个东西？赶快也去把它扔掉。
And there's another occasion when my sister and her husband come to visit us, and then her husband look at one of the textile work that we hang on the wall, and then he goes like, that looks like something that the Aboriginal tribe like to use during their burial service.
神是祭祀的神，他要我们圣洁，我们就在这个中间慢慢体会，然后从那个时候我们开始决定。我的女儿回来说：“妈妈，你们去参加 NATS 好了。”
And then God, we at that time we start to purify ourselves and get rid of all these things. My daughter and told me that you should go attend a National Dao Theological Seminar.
事实上，我们还对神还有很多不认识的。
And then it's that time I realized there's a lot of things I don't know about God.
我们要借着一直的去认识神的话语，真的去做。
And we need to actually learn to actually know God's words.
那在这个几年的过程，我先生也开始为我婆婆进食祷告。
And then my husband start to also fast and pray for my mother-in-law.
所以我在2008年，我婆婆就得了重病，就那么强势的人，忽然就像一条虫，躺在那里不会动，然后也不会讲话，两个半月不能起床，也没洗澡。也不会吃东西。
My mother-in-law in 2008 grew gravely ill. She was lying on the bed for 2.5 months and then didn't shower. She can't really eat much and then just can't really do much.
在这个时候，很多人说你婆婆那么坏，你还回去照顾她吗
？So at that time, people asked me, "Your mother-in-law wasn't nice to you. Are you going back to take care of her?"
但是神的爱激励我，我们就回去了。
But God's love encourages me, so we.Went back.
那当时都是印尼佣在照顾他。
At that time, we had an Indonesian maid to take care of her, caretaker to care for her.
我要见证的是神，他大能的手，他拯救可怜的怜悯人，是我们没有办法想象他的爱。
I would like to testify like how God's love is so great that when He will love those and the people that we can't even imagine.
那个时候我的孩子都还小，还不能开车。
At that time, my children were still young. They can't really drive.
所以我们每回去照顾她，只能一个月、两个月回来。
So when we go back to take care of her, we can only stay there for 1 or 2 months. Then we have to come back.
神特别的怜悯。
And God had mercy on us.
借助一个印尼的小女孩。
And then through an Indonesian young girl.
爱我的婆婆为她祷告。
And then she prayed for my mother-in-law.
也跟我们一起祷告。
And pray with us.
她看到说我们回去，怎么我婆婆忽然这样一下子也能吃东西，也能去教会，变化太快了。
So after we came back, my mother-in-law is able to eat and able to move around and able to go to church, and she had transformed.
因为她照顾一个在新加坡照顾一个像我婆婆这样的，很快就走了。
Because back in the time when she was taking care of someone with similar condition in Singapore, she passed away really fast.
那在这个其中，她自己也体验她也跟着我婆婆两个半夜没睡觉。
And then.Because my grandma, my mother-in-law was ill, so then she also can't sleep when she can't sleep.
她跟我们一样，谦卑的跪下来祷告，她泪流满面。那一天，她就开始能够睡觉。她也体验啊，主耶稣很不一样。
So this girl, she prayed with us, and then she have experienced God, and she wept when she cried, and she knows that something's different.
那主耶稣带领她的过程太奇妙。我的婆婆是借助这个我的印尼佣，她问我耶稣是谁啊？我说你翻这个圣经，我留一本英文圣经给她。我每天就是找时间晚上就跟她一起读这个圣经。然后后来我告诉她说，耶稣就是在马太、马可、路加福音这章里这些去。你就知道耶稣是谁，他为什么这么厉害。
And there was this once when she asked me who's Jesus, so I left the English Bible for her to read. I said everything's recorded in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and you can read it.
然后每天就在电话中跟我婆婆讲话。
And then I speak with my mother-in-law every day on through the phone.
然后跟她祷告，然后我的婆婆就一直好。所以如果我在外老一天，她就自己看这个圣经。主耶稣很奇妙，就让她在翻圣经的时候。这圣经就像一出电影，一直演耶稣在做什么。然后他等一下打电话给我说：“阿姨，我知道耶稣是谁。他刚刚看到了这个圣经发亮，演耶稣的事迹。那个时候是晚上，灯是关掉的。”
And then I was also on the phone with this girl, and then and miraculously, it's this day when she reads the Bible, it's like the book is a movie to her. She just flipped through it.And then she was very excited and called me like I know who Jesus is.
那第二个奇妙的是，我婆婆受洗之后不愿意去教会，她跟着我一起进食祷告，说让我婆婆去聚会。
And then there's this time my mother-in-law refused to go to church, so then she fast and pray with me, and then my mother-in-law finally agreed.
所以她第二阶段的最大的体验是，当她在睡午觉的时候，三个人从门进来，然后告诉她说我是来帮助你的。然后呢，就按手在他头上说：“哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。”哦，他醒来说：“哇，教会的人来访问我，还在睡觉。
”And then there's this time she had a dream that three people came in through a door to, and then they say they are going to help her, and then lay hands on her and pray with her, and then she woke up.
然后第二幕，他就躺睡觉。第二幕一样，又同样的事情。
And she went,
三个人进来。
She went back to sleep.
发亮。
And again, three people walked through the door, and they were like, "Oh, glowing."
我婆婆说，主耶稣来找我了，我怎么可以不去聚会
？And then my mother-in-law saw it, and then she was worried that, "Oh, the Lord Jesus come to find me. I have to go to church."
这是第一个阶段。第二个阶段，她的信仰稍微起来是2012年，我带她来加拿大，她在飞机上休克了。
And then the second thing that happened to help her faith is when 2012 I brought her to Canada. She had a shock on the airplane.
我和我先生跪下来祷告，然后旁边也没有护士，也没有医生，然后我就忙着量血压跟血糖，然后那个机舱长就还有那些所有的空服人员围在一起祷告，祷告，祷告，然后。
And then my husband kneeled on the prayer, and then I was trying to see if her blood pressure is okay. And then all the attendants were around us, and they just pray.
后来我看到脉搏还在动，我说啊，那给她抱在椅子上好了。
And then I saw that her pulse is still good, so then I said, let's just put her on the chair.
她吃的太多了，像小孩子，很久没出门，然后血糖太高。吐了好多东西出来。
She ate too much, the blood sugar is too high, and then she ended up throwing up.
她就躺着睡觉，睡了十个多小时，就到多伦多了。
And after she threw up, she felt fine and just sleep for 10 hours, and then.
她等不及轮椅来带她，她开始化妆，然后走着出去圈，给她拍手。
And then she got very excited and started to put on makeup and getting ready, and then when she walked out, everybody was clapping.
来到这里。他很乖了，认真的听道理，好好的祷告。
When she got here, and she was very good, and she read Bible and pray with us.
那在这一趟回去的时候，换我生病了，我得了免疫系统失调，因为我照顾她，她常半夜打来，白天打来，我都睡不好。然后我的皮肤开始掉皮，身上长出一粒一粒的。
And then I went back with her, and then it's my turn to get ill. I still have some immune system malfunction, and then my skin started to shed, and I have bumps here there.
然后我带我婆婆去看医生，医生说你没有病，是你婆婆病了。老人照顾老人，怎么可以
？So I brought I took my mother to the hospital, and then they say like, oh, you're sick too. You can't really take care of her.
因为我当时免疫系统不好的时候，整个脸是皱的，然后这个皮肤很不好看，然后这个都掉毛。我想教会很多人都看到，到处都掉毛，随时都有皮掉下来。然后医生就帮我做了检查，检查报告两个礼拜出来之后，一个花8000块，结果那个院长说不用跟你收费，他说他做医学治疗，检查出来我刚好在边缘。
So I went to a hospital to take a test. At that time, there's so much wrinkles on my face. My skin sheds. It's very terrible looking. And then after the test came out, the doctor said it's actually not that bad. You're just at the borderline having an issue.
从这时候，我开始另外一个阶段来带领他。我应该放手了，让主耶稣来带他。
So I realized that it's time for me to let my mother-in-law have her own faith, and then the Lord will guide her himself.
然后我婆婆说啊，如果你死了，我就没有人照顾我了。所以从那个时候，她不敢在半夜打给我了。
And then because of that incident, my mother-in-law calls me at midnight because she told me that if I die, then no one can take care of me.
那从去年开始，我开始用手机跟她每天视讯，然后跟她一起祷告，跟她一起读经，然后每一次看到她。一点一滴，他假如不去聚会，他开始就又以前的病又回来了。
So starting from last year, I don't go back anymore. I just have I just FaceTime her every night to read the Bible and pray with her. And then if she don't want to go to church again, then all her old conditions comes back.
但是这个前后这个9年8年当中呢，主耶稣是要借着他荣耀他的名。
And then, however, I look at this incident for the past eight or nine years, I know God want to use my example to glorify his name.
因为在我照顾他的这个当中，同一个时间，我们那个就是我们住在一个台中市的老社区哈，在车站附近，有9个10个跟他一样的老人都生病了，坐轮椅的也好，插鼻胃管的也好，什么都有。
And then I say that because in a community that we lived in, there's a lot of old people, and they pretty much all fell ill about the same time.
我婆婆本来是已经不认识人，然后也不会跟人家打招呼，也不会讲话，所以我推她出去，人家叫她，她都不知道。但是像现在是精神抖擞，然后每个人说：“赵太太，你婆婆是怎么好的啊？吃什么东西啊？”
And then originally, my mother-in-law don't even greet other people. She just pretend that she didn't see them. But now she's all well. And then, so people come and ask me, how did you help your mother-in-law?
我们有很多亲戚都以为她快死了，都来了就是这样看她。然后之后呢，她如果来的时候，那个人就说我会死了，所以我就不看她，就去躲在房间里面不理人。
And then a lot of our relatives think that she's about to die. So my mother-in-law gets scared. She went into a room and hide.
但是自从我婆婆受洗之后，最大的改变就是她个性。
And then after my mother-in-law was baptized, her temperament changed.
她现在已经学会跟邻居左右打招呼，还会关心别人。
She's learned to greet the neighbors.
但是她的原来的个性啊，还是一点一滴在，有时候还是会回来。
But then sometimes she still has some episodes.
但是在这么多年当中，她从去年她说：“啊，秀丽啊，谢谢。”她以前从来不说谢谢，还是整天有敌对，还是在怀疑我，就是有很多的想法不会对我好。
And in the past years, originally she has doubts, and then call me, but now she says thank you.
然后是因为他看到我先生很高兴，他说谢谢你照顾我的儿子，我儿子现在这么好，所以他每一天一定看到我先生这样笑脸，他就很高兴，感谢神，神借助他自己的病跟我先生的病一样，让他去体会他所有的苦是跟他一样的。然后从这一件事情，我感谢神，就说神是这么爱我们，他借着各种方式，我们有时候看这个人是不可能得救的，但是神就是要救把那个最可怜的人。
And then thank the Lord that she looked at my husband now all well, and then she used the same illness that my husband has for her, and then she learned how difficult it is, and now she's very thankful, and I'm also very thankful that I learned that God is willing to save those people that we can't even imagine worth saving.
感谢神，我请我先生出来让你们看。以前他是长得很胖又很老，大家叫他糟老头。那请他出来，现在看他。
Now I would like to let you see how my husband looks like now. He used to be a very overweight person.
那也感谢神，在这个几年过去之后，神赏赐我很多恩典。我只是在这里大家彼此勉励，我们每个人都有教会的责任。有家庭的责任，要孝顺父母，然后我们夫妻的相处就是我一向就顺着他，然后体谅他，接纳他。很多人在旁边会觉得说怎么这么不公平啊，这个事情都是你在做。然后我想教会里面，我们在主里面是同一体，是有，是我们是来自以弗所书的，这是共同体，我们跟社会不一样，不讲究什么机会平等、地位平等，是什么都要公平，没有这个事。在教会里面，就是我们要接纳一个软弱的，然后让神得到荣耀，然后也因为这样子赏赐我的家庭。我在两年里面，三个孩子都结婚了，哈利路亚，感谢主，见证到此。
Thank the Lord that sometimes people come to me and say, like, how come you have to do all the work and your husband don't have to? But I believe that just like how Ephesians tell us that we are one body, we are all together, so there's no unfairness in the Lord. We just have to help each other. And thank the Lord that for the past 2 years, all three of my children are now married and happy.
我们家还有很多很多的恩典，有机会我们再跟大家一起分享。
And my family has received many blessings and grace from the Lord, and if I have more opportunity, I will share with you.
只要把神抓得紧紧，
we just need to hold on to the Lord.
坚持到最后，
and
then, 忍耐到最后，
and so persevere to the end.
然后追求圣洁，
and then work towards holiness.
请把我们的孩子不要丧失他接触神的机会，教会里面有神的荣耀、权柄、慈爱。
And then we should need to tell our kids that this church, they had some glory and love in here.
请他同心默祷。
Let's all pray together.
阿门。
你要讲很长吗？
怎么样？
要换翻译吗？
你很累啊。
没有。
OK 吗
？OK。
Hallelujah! In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, speak.
还有奉主圣名，大家讲几句话。
We thank God. We hear a very wonderful testimony from Sister Grace.
感谢主，我们在修理姐妹这里听到很美好的见证。
Actually, her story can write a novel or a book.
我觉得她的故事甚至可以写一本书。
You look at her face, you never realize that she has went through so much.
因为我们看到她的脸，我们没有办法想象她经过这么多的困难。
Because she always smiling.
因为他永远是带着微笑。
You never see her complain to you about her life in privately.
他基本上不会在公开场上抱怨他的生活。
And but after hearing your testimony, you'll be amazed.
但是在我们听过他的见证之后，我们都会感到非常的惊讶。
How can someone suffer so much but still have joy in her heart?
怎么有办法一个人有办法经过这么多的困苦，还是有这么心里面这么多的喜乐
？And how can A family with impossible problems can be turned around, have a very happy family today.
那一个家庭这么有这么多的问题，怎么今天有办法如此的幸福？
It's totally there's only one reason that things can happen.
这只有一个原因。
It's because of Lord Jesus Christ.
就是因为我们的主耶稣基督。
She has introduced her husband just now.
他刚才跟我们介绍他的先生。
And of course, she also have a son and a daughter-in-law is here.
然后他的儿子跟媳妇也在这里。
I think we can learn a couple things here.
我觉得我们在这里可以学到一些事情。
First of all, no matter what happened, if you trust in God, your problem can find an answer in Lord Jesus Christ.
第一就是不管我们遇到什么样的困难，我们在主耶稣那里总会得到一个答案。
Mental illness actually is even more difficult to be healed.Than physical illness.
精神上的疾病永远比肉体上的疾病来更难去把它根治。
Physical illness, you can have an operation, remove some organ or transplant or give some medicine, and things usually will improve.
那肉体上的疾病通常你可以用药物或者用手术来处理这个问题。
But mental illness cannot be healed by medicine alone.
但是精神上的疾病没有办法靠药物去治疗。
Just like the Bible said, if a spirit is broken, who can heal it?
就像圣经告诉我们一个。破碎的心灵怎么有办法医治它呢？
According to statistic in Canada,
在加拿大依照一些数据来说，
30% of all Canadians will experience some kind of mental illness in their life.
那三成的加拿大人在他们一生当中会多少会有一点精神上的问题。
No matter it is depression,
可能是有忧郁症，
bipolar,
或者是有心愿两极，
and all schizophrenia,
或者是有精神的分裂。
It happens so often as getting more and more.
那是现在都是一个非常常见的事情了。
And the age of mental illness actually is decreasing.
而且我们现在发现，或精神有疾病的人的平均年龄也在降低。
Many young children, even teenager, has it.
现在很多年轻人甚至青少年都有这样的问题。
Because we are living in a society of so much stress.
因为我们现在住在一个充满压力的环境。
And also so many family problems.
而且现在家庭很多都有问题。
And devil will use this mental illness to harm a person's mind and spirit.
然后魔鬼就用这些问题来伤害他们的心灵。
But who can heal it?
那谁能帮助医治这些人呢？
Only Lord Jesus Christ.
只有主耶稣基督。
Hearing the testimony, we see that Sister Grace, she keep praying.
我们在我们见证里面，我们听到，修丽姐妹一直在祷告。
And also have a family to pray together.
而且有一个家庭一起在祷告。
And every day go to church to pray and serve God.
然后每天到教会来祷告，做圣工。
It's a long process.
这是一个非常长的过程。
But in Christ, there's a victory.
但是在主里面我们可以得胜。
We can see Brother Chow totally today is so happy, so joyful, smiling.
我们可以现在看到赵弟兄今天非常的健康，非常的开心。
It's all because of Lord Jesus Christ.
那都是因为主耶稣基督的关系。
So if 30% of Canadian population going through something, that's maybe right now you're going through something. Just you don't want to tell people or even you yourself don't know.
既然数据告诉我们有三成的加拿大人都会有一些精神上的疾病，可能在座各位也有人有不想告诉别人。
But in Christ there's healing.
但是在主耶稣基督里面，我们可以得到医治。
We have to have faith and trust in Him.
我们要有信心他，然后信靠他。
And draw close to God.
然后越离他更近。
And we also hear the testimony of her daughter.
我们也听过他女儿的见证。
Sister Grace didn't emphasize about how to get her to study very well, get good points, and that.
我们听到修丽姐妹并没有强调她怎么样在学习上的。
She only emphasized one thing on her children.
她只有强调一件事情。
Go to service every time when there's a church service.
就是每天每个时候都得去教会聚会。
Pray at home.
在家里要祷告。
Read Bible.
要读经。
Trust in God.
要信靠神。
And God will teach them.
然后神就亲自教导他们。
And God guide their family.
然后神会带领他们的家庭。
When her daughter got married in Taipei Church.
当她女儿在台北教会结婚的时候。
Actually, I didn't know.
其实我不知道。
But some people with Facebook, they say, "Oh, Sister Grace's daughter got married."Take a look in the Facebook.
但现在脸书大家都互相认识，所以就有人告诉我他的女儿结婚了。
And when I go there, I couldn't believe my eyes.
所以我看到那婚纱照的时候，我都不能相信我看到的。
Her daughter is so beautiful.
非常的漂亮。
Put on the wedding gown.
穿着婚纱。
Wedding in Full Jesus Church Chapel.
然后在教会里面结婚。
Blessed by the Lord.
被神祝福。
You can never imagine God can make something whole.
我们没有办法想象神可以让一件事情变得这么美好。
If you think it's incomplete, not because God doesn't love you.
当有些东西不完全，不是因为神不爱我们。
If your health is not complete, not because God doesn't love you.
我们的人生觉得不完全，也不是因为神不爱我们。
God loves you that much, so that God gives you incomplete, so that He can fill in what is incomplete and make things whole.
因为神爱我们这么多，所以他让我们不够完美，我们可以让他变得完美之后。
Because we are all imperfect.
因为我们全部都是不是完美的。
We know we are imperfect, so we can trust in God, and then we can become perfect in Christ.
因为我们不完美，所以借着神在基督里面，我们可以得到完全。
And all her children, blessed by the Lord.
And 她所有的小孩都是被神祝福的。
And thirdly, we are not about that. We have to learn from God. God is jealous.
那最后我们学到神，我们要，我们因为神是祭血的神。
We have to be very serious about this.
我们要在这方面非常的注意。
Some members say, "Oh, I just collect an artifact. I just collect. I don't worship it. I just put it in a house and just at the art."
有些信徒可能不会太在意这种事情。有时候你会说，那只是一个艺术品，我只是放着装饰家里。
When I go to tourism, I don't worship it in the temple. I just go in to take a look, take some picture.
或是我去旅行的时候，可能有寺庙，我只是想要进去照一些照片。
Well, this is your thinking.
这是你的想法。
But if you ask God, but the Bible very clear, God is jealous.
不过我们如果看圣经的话，神是一个忌邪的神。
Just like what does jealous mean?
那忌邪是什么意思
？Jealous means if you're husband and wife.
这个嫉妒，这个嫉的意思就是假设我们是一个夫妻，一对夫妻。
For example, if you're a sister,
如果是一个姐妹的话
，If you see your husband talking to another lady, smiling so nice, but talk to you, his face is not happy.
如果当你看到你的先生跟另外一个女生讲话，非常的开心，而看到你立刻就不开心了，然后你心里会不高兴，那就是嫉妒。
One on one, go to the opposite sex house, even though they did nothing, but you're still not happy.
或者是你的先生去了一个异性的家里，虽然他们什么也没有做，可是你还是不高兴。
Isn't it? This is called jealous.
这就是我们心里面有。
You are Jesus' children. You are God's children.
我们都是神的子女。
Even though you go to the temple, you don't worship there.
虽然我们去到这个寺庙，我们没有跪拜那些。
But God hates idols. God hates false God.
但是神是忌邪神，他讨厌偶像。
You go inside, God is not happy, even though you don't know it.
如果我们进去这些庙宇。虽然没有做什么，可是神还是不高兴。
Right, you take anything, either even though artifacts or the images or the things hang on, or a dragon or a phoenix, you hang on a house, you think it's an artifact, but God doesn't like it.
或者是我们买一些艺术品，可能有龙有凤，那我们觉得没有什么，但是神其实也不喜欢。
So thank God, Sister Grace, through the sickness, the headache of Brother Chow, she discovered she has to throw the items away.
那就像修理姐妹刚才见证的，借着赵弟兄的头痛，他知道他必须要把这个像丢掉。
How much does it cost again?
那这个像值多少
？6 million NT.
它是这个像是值600万。
This is how many US dollar? 美金多少？
这是
20万。
这是20万美金。
$200,000. Isn't it? $200,000 idol.
这是一个值20万美金的像。
But.In God's eye, it's rubbish.
但是在神眼中，这些都是粪土。
Yeah, many people want to buy it, but you cannot sell it to people.
可能很多人想要买，可是你不能把这个卖给他们。
So thank God, Sister Grace and Brother Charles, throw it to the lake.
感谢主，他们这对夫妻就把它丢到河里。
Don't tell other people which lake you throw, otherwise many people go to treasure. Many people go there treasure hunting.
我们不能跟人家说是哪一个湖，不然大家会去打捞。
I'm sure that lake has a lot of treasure there.
我在想那个湖里面可能有很多宝藏。
But in God's eye, those are detestable items.
但是在神眼中，这些都是很让人憎恶的东西。
So make sure in your house don't have any other item. If you have anything, throw it to the lake.
如果我们要先要看一下自己家有没有不合格的东西，就要把它丢了。
Really, it's no joke.
这个不是在开玩笑。
God is a God of jealousy.
神是一个忌邪的神。
You cannot keep anything related to false god, idol, other religion.
我们不能留任何跟偶像有相关的东西在家里。
If in the past you keep it, nothing happened to you because God have mercy on you. You didn't know before.
可能以前你留着没有发生什么事情，那是因为神怜悯我们。
But now you know if you don't do anything, something will happen to you.
但现在我们知道，如果我们什么也不做的话，那不好事情就会发生。
So we have to keep ourselves holy.
我们必须要保持圣洁。
And also in another point, we learn from Sister Grace's testimony.
那另外我们还学到一点。
Forgiveness is the only way.
我们必须要学会饶恕。
If she decides she will not forgive, her situation today is not like this.
如果他今天没有饶恕别人的话，那今天就不可能像这个样子。
Because she learned from Jesus.
因为他向耶稣学习。
She learned to forgive the unforgivable.
他学习到要饶恕那些没有办法饶恕的人。
She didn't have strength, but God gave her strength.
虽然他没有力量，可是神加给他力量。
And see what happened.
所以我们现在看到了。
Her family is blessed by God.
他的家庭是被神所祝福的。
Husband is healed.
那他的现在先生好了。
Even the mother-in-law believe in Jesus.
那岳母现在也来到教会信主。
If somebody get along your way,
如果有人
get against stand in your way,
如果有人跟你有冲突。
If you're still hating someone today,
如果你今天还有讨厌的人。
And that is exactly the reason why you're not still happy.
那就是为什么你现在还不开心。
That's why you are not joyful.
那就是为什么你心里没有喜乐。
Why you cannot be blessed?
为什么不能受到祝福
？So learn from Jesus.
我们要向耶稣学习。
In this spiritual convocation.
今天是灵恩布道会。
Learn from the Bible say.
我们要学习圣经所教导的。
Put God first.
我们要把神放在第一位。
Especially when you are suffering.
尤其是我们如果在受苦。
Don't complain to him.
我们不要抱怨。
Still put him first.
我们还是要把他放在第 一位。
Live a holy life.
有一个圣洁的生活。
Learn to forgive.
学习要饶恕别人。
And then God will guide us.
那神就会帮助我们。
Because of time, so we just sing one hymn, and then we'll go straight into the prayer session.
那因为时间的关系，我们唱一首诗，然后我们就要祷告。
We have to learn to have faith in God.
我们要学习要对神有信心。
So we sing 484.
唱诗四百八十四首。
484. Let's get ourselves ready for the final prayer of the day. We have to pray hard and ask God to fill us with the Holy Spirit.
唱诗四百八十四首，然后准备我们心呢，今天最后的祷告。
484.
484首。